clouds threaten to overtake the highest point in Los Angeles, as well as the telescopes and key transmission towers atop Mount Wilson. The wind-fueled Eaton fire rained destruction down on the neighborhoods below, damaging or destroying more than 1,000 structures and killing at least five.
And two bodies have now been found in the Palisades fire, bringing the death toll to at least seven. President-elect Donald Trump has tried to delay his sentencing in his so-called hush money case, but according to Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson,
the Supreme Court refused to intervene and stop Trump's sentencing today. So he will be sentenced for the hush money case in New York. And Judge Merchan has already made it clear what kind of sentence he's going to give, which does not involve prison, does not involve a fine.
Trump's reaction to the New York case:
frankly, it's a disgrace. It's a judge that shouldn't have been on the case. He's a highly conflicted judge, and they called for an appeal.
Meantime, a federal appeals court in Atlanta has refused to block the partial release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into Trump, stemming from an alleged plan to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election. On this national day of mourning, a state funeral is held in the nation's capital for former President Jimmy Carter, and his flag-draped casket is then returned to Georgia, where our Jim Crisula reports.
They prayed and sang. Family and friends of former President Jimmy Carter came together at his beloved Maranatha Baptist Church to say goodbye. His longtime personal pastor, the Reverend Tony Loudon.
He advocated for justice, fairness, and equality for all people, regardless of race, creed, or gender in America, all around the world.
There was a short service outside the Carter's home before the former president was laid to rest beside his wife, Rosalind. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
The Biden administration has succeeded in temporarily blocking accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed from entering a guilty plea that would spare him the risk of execution for al-Qaeda's September 11th attacks. A three-judge appeals panel has agreed to put on hold Mohammed's guilty plea scheduled for tomorrow at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
A company that claims stem cell therapy can relieve symptoms of neuropathy and joint pain is facing a judgment of more than $5 million in fines and refunds. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Georgia Attorney General say the Stem Cell Institute of America and related companies, quote, trained chiropractors and other healthcare practitioners how to deceptively market unproven stem cell therapy in their practices. The regulators say the consumers who paid $5,000 per injection, with many getting more than one injection, quote, consisted almost exclusively of elderly and disabled people. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A senior official says Canada is looking at putting retaliatory tariffs on American orange juice, sinks, toilets, and some steel products if President-elect Donald Trump goes ahead with his threat to impose 25% on all Canadian products. The official said the wide-ranging list is still being worked on and is not completed. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight, some flurries and snow showers developing late, and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon, a high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s, more snow possible Sunday. It's 24 right now.
WRJN. soared high neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring? And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh,
on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me.
Got to my soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her,
yeah.
Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And all
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going. And of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
as I've been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Three of the five wildfires burning in Los Angeles County, California, are 0% contained. At least seven people have died in the Palisades and Eaton fires, and authorities say at least 9,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed in those two wildfires. This woman in Altadena lost her home.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left. My wedding dress, our wedding album, we left everything.
L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
If I had 1,000 engines to throw at this fire, I honestly don't think 1,000 engines at that very moment could have tapped this fire down.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
At points, it's so dark, you wouldn't even know that it's the middle of the day here in California. I don't know how this neighborhood survives based on, it's just out of control fire. There are firefighters here, but I don't even know where you would start.
Water service is back in some areas of Richmond, Virginia, since a storm knocked out the city's water treatment plant on Monday, but a boil order is in effect. Richmond Mayor Danny Avula says the water system is now fully pressurized and they can start water testing.
The goal is two consecutive negative tests 16 hours apart, and that is the point at which we can raise this boiled water advisory.
President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case will take place tomorrow as a divided Supreme Court rejects his bid to delay sentencing. CBS's Jan Crawford.
This was Trump's last-ditch effort to try to stay it because he had already lost, taking it all the way up through the New York state courts. And tonight, in a brief unsigned order, the justices said Trump's sentencing could go forward.
Judge Juan Merchan has said he will not give Trump jail time. Also, an appeals court denies a bid to block the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on the Trump January 6th probe. Former President Jimmy Carter is laid to rest in Georgia after his state funeral in Washington, D.C., where he was eulogized by President Biden.
I miss him.